on WEFT Community Radio, followed by See You at the Show coming up next. Stay with us after that for Lady Lynn Live at 6 p.m., Roots Rock and Reggae at 8 p.m., and Get in Your Jammies at 10 p.m.
At See You at the Show, we believe that creating our work and the opportunity to share it with you is a privilege. Our ability to gather in theater spaces and engage with perspectives other than our own is a privilege that we consider sacred. And because of this, it's important to us that we acknowledge both the indigenous land we occupy as well as the hands that built the country and cities that we call home. See You at the Show recognizes and acknowledges that we gather today on indigenous land, which was taken through deception, coercion, violence, and genocide. We acknowledge the continued displacement and oppression of Native people and honor their commitments to survival, identity, and the protection of our world. We also acknowledge that the United States was built at the often fatal expense of forcefully enslaved Black people. We acknowledge those who still cannot safely walk down the street or fully enjoy fundamental civil rights and freedoms, like going to the theater. We acknowledge that our twin cities and county remain segregated and inequitable. We aim to cultivate space for Black stories to be uplifted and for Black lives to be celebrated. And we pledge to infuse our work with true values of anti-racism.
Are we doing theme music? On with the show! On with the
show! On with the show! The show must go.
Well, you can always tell when Eric Schacht is actually in the studio because we have our theme music. I rarely, when I'm by myself, do I play the theme music, but I guess I should start.
Yeah, I don't even know that rarely is a word that you can use there.
I have never.
Yeah.
I think so far, never.
Being a little generous.
Wow.
But I will also say that the message and words of that song only makes sense because of you, because this show would not be going on, would not have gone on, would be a relic of the past were it not for your commitment to me, to the show, to the theater community around here. Doesn't matter if people are treating us great or not. Doesn't matter if we're welcome or not. Doesn't matter if we're listened to or not. You are there and you are working and you are creating content. You come in this studio with just no guests, no music, no gimmicks, no tape. And you talk about theater and you talk about things that are important to you. So I'm grateful. Whatever listening base we have out there, I'm sure is grateful. And so,
you made me tear up. That was really sweet. I wasn't expecting that. Thank you. That was very, very sweet. But I mean, this show wouldn't be here without you. So, and I appreciate you trusting me with it when you're gone. And obviously it's one of the things I love doing with you. One of the many things I love doing with you. So I'm so happy that we're both here today. It's rare.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, I've never been on live radio before. And apparently, we don't really have a whole lot of show content.
Oh, that's not true. That is so not true. Eric. You have little faith. Did I start saying apparently? I didn't.
No, but you said, a word like that, which triggered me thinking of the Apparently Kid and
right,
me thinking of how I feel similarly not fully at home behind the microphone as that little boy did.
Aww. Well, but it's because we need to get you in here more often or pre-record.
I think we can. No, we won't be doing live next week. We'll do our best though. We'll have try to have a show.
I mean, we'll have a show.
We will.
We will have a show.
And of course, that's what my whole thing was about.
Right.
There will be a show. The show will go on.
Right. Well, speaking of places going on, the Station Theater is celebrating their 50th season with an open house on Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m.
And that's on the day of a show.
Yeah, that's very intrepid of them.
It is, but it's a very minimalist set, right? What
it is a minimalist set. So I talked about, we've had 2 weeks of Tick, Tick, Boom, which is this show that is, it starts again tonight. It's in its second week at the Station Theater. And we talked to Benny 2 weeks ago, who is the director. And then I raved about it last week and had Kimmy Schofield had some stuff to say about her character. So if you missed that, you can look at WEFT.org and go to our past shows and you can check that out. And I'm going to talk about Tick, Tick, Boom some more today, but let me finish up with yes, there's a minimal set. The Station Theater's been doing a lot with the same set, just kind of re-imaging it and reimagining it, which is great. I love reuse and I love being minimalist, especially in times when like wood and other things are very expensive. And so I appreciate that. And it also makes it so they can do other things with the space at the same time. And so they're going to have this open house. And one of your favorite performers is going to be there. There's going to be live music featuring Annika Emily.
Did you just allude to Fava?
Yeah. And Jake Fava.
Didn't
let me finish. We'll be there at 3. So
got my attention. I was like here looking
you're
for
like,
other
what
things
abs.
To talk about. And I'm just like, wait a minute.
Jake,
what's that timing? What's the timing of this open house again?
The open house is from 2 to 5. And Jake and Annika Emily will be at 3. So stop by during the CU Pride
Definitely.
Fest in downtown Urbana. So that's another thing going on. Uniting Pride is we've had like a whole Pride week going on. They've got a ton of things. And then this weekend, it's going to be even busier. So great time to be in downtown Urbana. There's going to be the parade. Are we going to the parade? I've got to work the farmer's market, so probably. Anyway, we'll figure that out.
Yeah, what time is the parade?
We will look that up in just a second. Mm-hmm. I haven't even told you yet, but we have plans after the parade. So
on Saturday night?
No, Saturday afternoon, like a brunchy type of thing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope you all have plans and that you plan. It's going to be such a beautiful weekend. It's been a beautiful week here in Champaign-Urbana. Kind of unusually beautiful weather for this time of year. So get out and participate. Go to shows. Go check out Pride. And yes, Tick, Tick, Boom is still going on.
Okay,
I've
got the Pride schedule. Can I talk about it?
Yes, please do.
Okay. Well, first of all, if you go to unitingpride.org, there's a whole slew of stuff that is still going on. Even tonight at the Spurlock Museum, there is Out in the Dark screening and Q&A with Michael Mayer. Watch the celebrated film and hear from the filmmaker.
That sounds fun.
That really does sound fun. And then tomorrow,
if you're not going to Tick, Tick, Boom tonight,
there's an auction and there's Youth and Family Pride Fest party at the University Y. Canopy Club. Ooh.
That sounds fun.
7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Show up and show out Pride Fest party, the best drag and burlesque show in town.
And I haven't been to the Canopy Club in a long time, so that might
intriguing.
Be to check that out.
And so if you don't stay out too late, you could get up in the morning and go to Busey Woods for Pride Nature Hike from 9:30 to 10:30. And the Pride Fest parade comes next. You want to do all this stuff so you can print the schedule.
I do want to do it.
The Pride Fest parade and fair. Wonder where that is.
It doesn't say.
Is 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Usually there's there's people downtown. When it was in Champaign, there were people downtown Champaign, like tables and stuff like that. So that's probably what they mean by fair. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you didn't go to Pride last year. Were you out of town? You were out of town, maybe. Yay, hopefully.
Right, because we had the station had a big float, right?
Right. Which I'm.
Was that a year ago?
It feels like it was 2 years ago, but I think it was just a year ago. Time flies. I haven't heard anything about the station doing float this year, but maybe they are. I don't know. Possibly.
So this fair is back in downtown Urbana at the intersection of Race and Main Street.
Yes, that's what we did last. That's what some of us did, not you and me, last year after the parade. So you have no excuses because it's going to be beautiful weather. Get out there and support it and support the station. 50 years, that's some staying power. Congratulations, Station Theater. And what a great show to have on during, like, at the beginning of this 50th year. Tick, Tick, Boom's doing really well. The tickets are selling well. It's a great show. I'm now a convert. Didn't like it before. Now I like it. So I love it when live performances prove me wrong. I still don't like the movie. I'll maybe try the movie again.
Yeah, but no, you might dislike the movie even more now.
Right.
Because of how it will pale.
Right. In comparison to the live.
So the interesting thing would be, though, like, so somebody who you not impressed with the movie and then blown away by the stage.
And somebody
when I finally get over there and see this, maybe it'll be tonight.
Maybe. Your mom and Charlie are seeing it tonight.
Hey.
Marsha and Charlie have a fun time at Tick, Tick, Boom.
7:30, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, but then it will be interesting to see somebody who loves the movie, whether or not I love it even more.
Well, going to be a little biased because Kimmy Schofield and Cedric Jones are in it. And so you're going to love them for sure.
Yeah, but I might also say, but it's nothing like Fireflies, so.
Well, that's true. It is nothing like Fireflies. It's not supposed to be, but you're going to love it anyway because you love them.
I'm going to love it anyway.
Yeah. And, I want you to see it. We need to go see it together so we can compare notes. I like the music much, much more live than I did in the movie. But there are shows that I've liked the movie better. Rent. I didn't see the Station Theater Rent, so I probably would have loved that. Mm-hmm. But I really, really liked the movie Rent. And then I saw it at the Assembly Hall, which it's not called the Assembly Hall, is it? What's it called?
No, for us.
It's okay to call it that.
I think still there.
I'm old. I saw it there and I was just like, not as good. So yeah.
I've never seen anything bad, Rent.
Really?
Mm-mm.
You're a super fan.
I'm kind of a fan, but I did see it twice on Broadway, and when I saw Champagne Central do it, when I saw the touring company do it, when I saw the station do it.
I don't remember Champagne Central doing it.
It was solid. It was before I did anything theater-wise, so that would have been probably in the late... So probably been like 2008, 2009, I would guess. And I was just really surprised. And my gosh, speaking of Central Theater, though.
Oh, yeah. What's going on in Central Theater?
Yeah. They're
Matilda
is in early stages. So that's going to be the weekend of November 17th, I think. And I don't know much about it, but a lot of people do know about it. People who I was surprised knew anything about musical theater are big fans of Matilda the musical. So it will be the first big production, maybe the first any production done in the new Central Theater.
I can't wait to see that. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. Just,
I have not toured it, haven't been in there. I've seen pictures.
Your son Wade is in it, of course.
In it as Mrs. Trunchbull, or maybe it's Miss Trunchbull. I can't imagine anybody would marry her. So we'll just go with Miss or Ms. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we'll just go Trunchbull.
Trunchbull, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait to see that. That'll be great. That's in November. Mm-hmm. We still have more things going on in October. I can't believe it's almost October. What the heck?
I know.
If you want to go to Danville, which I know you do, You can see DLO, Danville.
Jesus.
What's that else? Anyway, DLO.
Lyric, the Lyric Opera?
Lyric, yeah. I don't know why I can never remember.
Well, because
that.
Of ELO, Electric Light Orchestra.
Right.
We're that old.
We are that old.
We still know what that means.
We are aging ourselves. What are these people talking about? DLO is doing a rummage sale. So if you don't have your costume for Halloween yet, check it out.
Get out.
October.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah. October 1st, they're selling some of their costumes off and to raise money for DLO. So you can get a cool costume and it's a fundraiser. So 10/1/22 from 9 to 12.
Wow.
Check it out. Go to Danville. Stop by the Loving Cup food truck and say hey to Alicia and say see you at the show, sent you. And she'll give you an extra big smile, maybe.
We don't have a discount package, like a reciprocal thing.
I don't know. She
yet?
Might. I don't know. But they're awesome.
Even though they don't have vegan stuff, they're awesome.
Yeah. I love Alicia and Sean Rue. So check them out. Love supporting local businesses. They're amazing. I've been friends with Alicia more years than I want to count. And so go to Danville, do that, have fun. And DLO has a ghost walk. Maybe you can get a costume on the 1st and then go to the ghost. I'm not sure if you're supposed to wear costumes to the ghost walk, but the ghost walk is on October 21st. And there's, you'll have to go to their website because there's like a family-friendly one and maybe then a scarier one. And it sounds like lots of fun downtown Danville. Go ahead.
Why aren't there more partnerships with like dinner and a show sorts of things?
There should be. We should do that.
Because what's the Broadway place right next to the station?
Broadway Food Hall.
Doesn't that just seem so obvious? I know Station has kind of like poked that a couple times and it's not their resistance. But it just seems like when we're thinking about the food truck and we're like down under Blono, under the ground Blono, a lot of restaurants are... anyway, what I bet is that theater people go out to dinner at least 50% of the time when they go to a show.
Right.
And so there should be something going on there.
True, true, true. We should maybe try to help out with that. I think other towns are a little bit better at synergizing their local businesses and their theater.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that maybe some of the theater companies out in Champaign-Urbana will try to do that. Like, let us know if you are, or if you want help talking to local businesses. We'd love to help. We can't really do... We're pretty busy people right now, but I would love to help.
Like, what are the theater companies that do ads and programs? Are programs even
I've talked
dead?
About that, about Station Theater. No, programs are not dead. A lot of times they're not printed anymore.
Right.
But
and
that's a hell Danville
of an
does a
thing.
Lot.
That's an awkward thing, Linda, because as much as I love the kind of the environmental friendly nature of having the online programs and when you can scan the code and get the program, you really then are limited because you don't want people getting their devices out during the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that there are lots of times like somebody makes an entrance and I'm like, oh my God, yeah, who is that?
Right.
And I don't want to ruffle papers or anything either, but the paper program is nice then. And I
know we haven't historically usually listed the songs. I keep saying we when I talk about this. I guess we're still members of the Station Theater. When there's a musical or when there are songs in a show, I kind of like a list of the songs because there were songs that I was like, oh my gosh, I had no idea I really liked the song. And I wish I could have like looked at my program for Tick, Tick, Boom and said, ooh, this is a song I want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Or made a note in my program. So I do kind of miss that. You're really good about taking like a notepad or something to write on. I need to do more of that. And I promised last week that I was going to do a review of Tick, Tick, Boom, but I really don't think it's necessary. They're doing great without a review. Although it would have been just fun for maybe we could do a review if we watch it together.
Yeah, I've got a great idea.
What?
So in Kindle, and when you're reading, even on like your iPad or iPhone, and
Kindle, not the person, Kindle, meaning the app. Because I was like, what?
Yeah, Kindle Johnson. You know, that's funny though.
It is.
Okay, so, but with online reading devices, and I bet there's a way to do this with programs, you can make them have white lettering against black backgrounds.
You can take
and
notes.
And so, and I don't know if just, I don't think, I think you're somewhat at the mercy if you just open a PDF as to what it is. But theater companies that are putting your programs online, why not do it that way or figure out a way to do it that way? And so then you can tell people if it is okay. Maybe this would be too risky to have people doing anything on their phones, but that would be one way to pull this off.
You don't want anybody on their phones.
It's one
way
to pull this off.
I know. It's something to think about. Can I talk about other stuff going on?
Yeah, I guess. I don't have enough passion behind this to keep going.
Okay. With Decatur, the other D town, about 45 minutes away. Decatur Pipe Dreams Studio Theater has American Psycho, which sounds, maybe that'll be our first. We keep saying we're going to go to Pipe Dreams.
Is that play or musical?
Why would you ask me that?
Well, because you have research. You have this sprawling notebook in front of you with all these details.
And I didn't write that down. October 28th through November 12th. So it gives us plenty of time to find out more about it. I don't know. It just sounds fun. American Psycho. Why wouldn't that be fun? And so I don't have any place for you to eat.
It's a ruthless and daring new musical.
And it's new, thank goodness. So I don't look stupid for not knowing it.
From the pen or voice or imagination of Duncan Sheik, who did Spring Awakening.
Sweet. All right, cool.
So that sounds really fun.
And I have, we need to go. And I have no place for people to eat in Decatur, so we should go find a good restaurant that has vegan food and then tell people where to go when they go eat there. Not that people happen to be vegan.
And so when is that?
That is October 28th through November 12th.
Heartland
which your birthday is coming up and my birthday is coming up. So we have like a bunch of birthday celebrations.
We have
to
a bunch of shows right in between our respective birthdays. Like what's the stuff going on at Heartland and Community Players?
So Heartland has the Revolutionists.
A bunch of revolutionary ammunition. Oh, dang it.
November,
I got Hamilton lyrics in my head all
November 3rd through the 19th. It is a PG-13 show because it talks about some violence. But I really want to see this one, too. It sounds lots of fun. Its main characters are strong female characters. It's somewhat historical, and it sounds really awesome. So we will have more about that next month too. I don't want to talk too much about it because it's not happening until November and we're still technically still in September. So, but put that on your calendars. And when you're in Bloomington Normal, go into Heartland. You want to go to Under the Ground Blono. It's a vegetarian / vegan restaurant, but there's plenty of stuff for meat eaters to enjoy. You'll like it, I promise. And tell them that See You at the Show sent you.
You should.
Okay.
And Community Players is opening up their big musical at the same time Heartland is doing Revolutionists, which is interesting. So we could do a double dip. Like, see, here's what we need. We need a partnership between an Airbnb, Under the Ground Blono, and the two theater companies. So for what? Like some...
Modest for like a whole weekend.
In fact, we should put these together.
We should
put these together, and then we will auction them off for some amazing cause.
Okay, I'm there for that. I forgot to tell people.
But I didn't get to say what the musical was, though.
Sorry, go ahead.
And then we'll get to your forgetfulness. Jesus Christ Superstar.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
And according to insiders, has one of the most all-star casts ever put together on the Bloomington stage.
Do we know any of them?
Well, I know who said that, and Anthony Ace Overton is not to be trifled with.
Right. But are any of them from any of the actors from Champaign-Urbana?
They don't have the cast here. Interestingly, they only have the crew indicated, but it is an all-star crew.
Nice to have.
And Jesus Christ Superstar, super fun. It's rated R.
Jesus Christ Superstar is another one that I did not like until I saw it at Central.
Yeah.
Although I was very frustrated with the loud band overshadowing that the singers can't stand that. Mm-hmm. And kudos to Benny Zilke, who's directing Tick, Tick, Boom, because he's looking for something to kind of dampen their band. Because at the station, it's such a small area to have, you want to have live music, but then having live music can. I did not have a problem hearing any of the actors sing in Tick, Tick, Boom, but I made a point of not being close to the band. And since they're sold out, you can't always make that choice. So, and I don't know how bad it would
be. Where is the band?
It is over by the lighting booth. So over by the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Farther away from the lobby.
Kind of where they keep like the extra couches and stuff when they're not on the stage.
Yeah.
I know that place.
Uh-huh. So what I'd forgotten, can I get to that? Because we're almost done. See, you're like, oh, what are we going to talk about? You didn't say it that way. I should
not have. No, but that's what I usually say, but I didn't say it today.
You kind of said it in text. Red Mask Players is in need of a director for their spring youth production. I know it's not spring yet, but they want people to submit by October 18th, and that is why I'm telling you. So if you would like to direct 3rd to 8th graders, and you have a show that you've been dying to do, and you want to spend some time in Danville, or you live in Danville, contact Red Mask Players.
Wait, so they're looking not just for the director, but they're looking for the director and what that director wants to direct?
Yeah.
Okay, continue with how we submit it.
Contact Red Mask Players. Go to their Facebook page. And they are in Danville, and I just wanted to get that in there. I'd forgotten to say anything. Also, I promised we would talk to Coalescence, and we will next
week.
Another
Bloomington theater organization.
Yeah, so because they have some interesting stuff coming up too next month. Well, October, which is almost now.
We talked about a lot of stuff other than Champaign-Urbana.
Except for Tick, Tick, Boom.
Right, except for Tick, Tick, Boom.
And Pride Fest is happening here. So, yeah, Champaign-Urbana, have more stuff going on.
Right. What's up next at Parkland anyway?
Ghost? The Story.
The Ghost stuff. Oh, yeah.
The Story
and Christmas Story.
Right.
I don't know why I thought ghosts.
I don't know
either. Ghost Story.
I don't know. It's The Story. Yes, I did not.
So those are still this fall coming.
Yep. I did not do anything. So you can go to seeyouattheshow.com and we will hopefully have that.
We can't give all the info on the radio, or we wouldn't get any website traffic, and we wouldn't get paid our big money
from our
traffic.
Yeah, which we don't get paid the big bucks. Coalescence has Jane, Abortion and the Underground streaming in October, and I will find out more information. We will find out more information about that. And I didn't get to talk about A Dark Lane at Nightfall that I saw at Illinois Theater, and I was super, super impressed with. So shout out to the people involved in that. And although you missed seeing it this time, I have an inside scoop. It was basically, it's a new play done by a playwright in residence, and they are going to probably have the actual play done. This was just a reading. It was an amazing reading. And the play will probably start out next season at Cranark. You heard it here first.
Guys, I was starting to play you out. So,
and I want to thank my director and my partner.
We'll talk about this later.
Thanks for joining us at See You at the Show. Jonathan, to get you in the mood for Tick, Tick, Boom, here is Andrew Garfield tonight. And Vanessa Hudgens singing Therapy from Tick, Tick, Boom.
Oh, actually, this is fun.
I hadn't thought about sharing my thoughts. Then my reaction to your reaction to my reaction would have been more revealing.
I have been rehearsing all day. I have been up since 4 this morning. I have been trying to write a song for a week, and I am nowhere.
I was afraid that you'd be afraid if I told you that I was afraid of intimacy.
I've been telling you how unhappy I am.